might be good to know or be aware, as we're practicing, that we're developing two kinds of qualities in this practice. We're developing calming qualities. So the calm shows might show as being less discursive, for example. So we go away from the agitated mind that has a lot to say and describe, and we're inviting mind that is more listening, reception mode. So there's an aspect of calm, to really hear somebody, and we need a little bit of calm to actually really hear what they're saying, or life, you know, through the senses. There's an aspect of calm, it's an aspect of non-reactivity. So I try to, we're developing, that's a natural thing that is happening, as we sit here and see, oh, can this be known? Can this be allowed? Can this be okay? Can this be known? Maybe a little discomfort. Can it be okay that it's a little uncomfortable or neutral, that it's not that exciting what's happening maybe for you? Can it be okay? So we develop a mind that is not so reactive. Like, oh, I don't want this, I don't want that. But just, oh, this is how it is right now. This is how it is right now. Oh, it's cool right now. Oh, it's warm right now. Oh, it's not ringing, although I would want it to ring. You know? Oh, it's ringing, although I would not want it to ring. You know, and so we're developing this slowly, some kind of acceptance maybe of how it is right now. So all these are calming qualities. Non-reactivity, also known as equanimity. Some kind of composure, where the mind is gathered instead of scattered. It stays here. Comfortable, uncomfortable, long, short, breathing, you know, with sounds, without sounds. So we're developing some kind of composure, capacity to be there and stay present, attentive. And then we're developing also calming qualities, and at the same time we're developing energizing qualities, curiosity, intelligence, sensitivity. So things are really happening. We're not, you know, if there was only calming qualities, either this way or this way, or more often this way. Yeah. And so we're calming the mind, but we're also injecting, inviting, infusing aliveness. We're practicing being awake. So there's intelligence. Not intelligence in a discursive way, intelligence in the sense of a vibrant presence. You know, we're really there. We're really hearing the vent system. You know, it's not like when after the meditation, we could, or at any time during the meditation, if the teacher was saying, what is known right now? The mind would know what is known. Not just like, oh, I don't know, I was gone the whole time. Well, that's not mindfulness. Mindfulness knows what is known. Sound. Hearing is happening. Tingling is happening. So there's something intelligent, that's how I describe it. I don't know what other word. Sensitive, vibrant, maybe vivid, is it too much? Like things are, so there's a kind of a, precision is a tricky word because it could impose, like, be precise, you know? But there's really a feeling of the in-breath or out-breath, or rising of the belly or falling. We are there for it. Something alive that is happening. So both the quietness and the aliveness that people will describe after a few hours of practice, maybe a few days, and say, color stands out, or the luminosity in the room I can feel, or the cold and the warmth is really felt. Or if it's neither cold nor warmth, it's really felt, exactly like this. You know? Same thing with maybe the emotions. You know, the mind is quiet, it's known. While it is quiet, it's tasted, it knows, it's conscious. Quiet feels like this. Oh, agitated feels like this. It's not vague. Or not. Sometimes it is, it will happen in practice. But the practice is to know what is happening. So both calm and energized. So that's why we call maybe the art or science of meditation. Because delicate work. Yeah. Shall we try a little bit? So we'll sit for maybe 20 minutes and then we'll do the eating meditation, and pause meditation. And one way to invite the calming qualities is to let the attention, the presence, embrace the breathing. For some of us, that's a good way. If you don't recognize it as a calming practice, it agitates you. Maybe you try just allowing sounds to come and go. So we might let the attention embrace or marry the breath. And so our attention, mindfulness, reveals the breath, and the breath reveals the attention, the presence. Be the same with hearing, the landscape of sound and silences. So sound, our attention, our presence reveal the sounds and silence. And the sound and the silence reveal that there is life, there is conscious life. There is sensitivity. With every breath, we're inviting the whole system to calm in a way, being attentive to the breath. We're allowing the mind to calm down, the heart to calm, the body to calm. And to be awake to what's happening. relaxed and alert. we're sitting there for just a few minutes and might notice how the tendencies of the mind are being revealed, the tendency to worry or project, plan, rehash, obsess, compare, or the capacity that the mind has to become attuned, vibrant, free in these conditions. As we sit here, just noticing warmth or cold or breath, you might notice how the mind easily contracts around something, a story, a sensation, a want. So no judgments, but just noticing. Or also how it can find ease, even in discomfort. Something not perfect, absolutely delightful, I can find ease. And just being there. Okay, so we'll stop or continue for an hour, however you see this. It's a meal time, and we'll come back at 1:30. And if you want to use this hour, an opportunity to gather the mind instead of scattering it, and to gather the mind around the sense impressions. And, it's opening up, you know. There's no, this morning maybe it was I don't know, maybe mainly the touch, the body moving and breathing and the sight, and now there is also taste and smell, and maybe that will come in. Yeah, and hearing. So if you want to stay around for the meal, stay present. So use this opportunity to gather the mind, quiet the mind, be there to make it more sensitive to what's happening, and see when it tends to depart. And say, hey, love, can you stay here? Stay here. Make a promise. We'll go back to all the obsessions. I promise you we will. But now, just, you know, see if you can accompany yourself. And if the heart is heavy, it's not like it has suddenly to become neutral and puts the heavy heart on the side. It's not really possible. If the heart is heavy or confused, just see if you can accompany yourself in heaviness or, you know, brokenness, and see if it can be okay that it's broken right now, or heavy, or, and if it's spacious and light, then see if it can be allowed, and don't depart, but stay here with, you know, either the quietness or the joy, or the so not getting caught in, but aware of. Awake to the texture in the heart or the texture in the sandwich. Okay? Bon appétit.